From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Two former American intelligence officials strongly criticized President Trump Sunday for saying he believes that Russian President Vladimir Putin feels that he and Russia did not meddle in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The former CIA director John Brennan appeared with James Clapper, the former director of national intelligence, on CNN on Sunday. Brennan said Trump's initial indication that he believed Putin shows that Donald Trump can be played by foreign leaders who are appealing to his ego and try to play upon his insecurities, which is very, very worrisome from a national security standpoint. Clapper said Russia poses an obvious threat to the U.S., and to suggest otherwise poses a peril to this country. On Sunday, President Trump clarified that he meant Putin was sincere when denying that Russia did not meddle in the election. He said, as to whether I believe it, I'm with our agencies, as currently led by fine people. I believe very much in our intelligence agencies. Trump told reporters on Air Force One as it flew from Da Nang to the Vietnamese capital of Hanoi Saturday that a joint statement he agreed to issue with Putin is going to save a tremendous number of lives. Also, Putin has warned that action is likely to be taken against U.S. media in response to an American requirement that Russia's RT media outlet register as a foreign agent in the United States. CNN, Radio Free Europe, and Radio Liberty, and the Voice of America have been mentioned by Russian officials as the most likely targets of the retaliation. This is VOA News. A 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck near Iraq's border with Iran Sunday, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. At least six people in Iran have been reported dead, according to state television, which also reported that eight villages had been damaged by the tremors. The epicenter of the quake was 32 kilometers southwest of Halabja in Iraq. In his first visit to Catalonia since imposing direct rule, the Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy called for a strong turnout in the December 21st Catalan elections. His visit to Barcelona comes a day after Catalonia's independence movement staged a massive protest in the city, demanding the release of jailed leaders and recognition of a separate Catalan Republic. For the first time, a museum in Australia is telling the stories of the massacres by colonists of indigenous people from an Aboriginal perspective. It's thought that thousands of First Nation people were murdered by white settlers up until the 1940s, but much of that history is yet to be uncovered. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Near the city of Portland is the site of the oldest known massacre of Indigenous people in the Australian state of Victoria. There was tension in the early 1830s between European settlers who'd set up a whaling station and a local Aboriginal tribe over a whale carcass. The precise details of the confrontation have been hard to establish, but between 60 to 200 First Nation people were murdered in what's known as the Convincing Ground Massacre. The killings are part of a series of stories being told in a new exhibition at the Melbourne Museum. Called Black Day, Sun Rises, Blood Runs, the multimedia show is included in the museum's Bundjilica Aboriginal Cultural Centre. The stories are told by Indigenous people who've been filmed at the sites of several massacres.
Correspondent Phil Mercer. Saudi Arabia is denying reports that King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud is planning to relinquish the throne in favor of his son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. A senior Saudi official told Bloomberg News that there is no possibility whatsoever that the king will abdicate. The official noted that Saudi kings usually stay in power even when bad health prevents them from carrying out their job. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.